The Coast Guard cutter Biscayne Bay is putting in 12 to 14-hour days, breaking ice that's 1 to 3 feet around the Sioux Locks and the St. Mary's River. Captain Tom Prisbola says they've had 2 days off since December 12th.
We were lucky that we were able to get Christmas off. We didn't get to pull in until 2 in the morning, the day of Christmas, and then we were back at it the next day.
The long spells of sub-zero temperatures has all 9 U.S. Great Lakes cutters on duty. Prisbola says virtually every ship needs help. So far, his Biscayne Bay has assisted some 20 Lakers, and it's gut-busting work.
The ship vibrates a ton, and you're vibrating all day, and you're using a lot of power. The propeller is vibrating, the engines are vibrating. It's pretty fun, too, but it is jarring to be doing that day after day. Absolutely.
The 730-foot bulk freighter American Mariner was stuck in the ice in the St. Mary's River for 2 days before the Coast Guard cutter Mackinac freed it Tuesday. Lieutenant Michael Patterson is the captain of the 140-foot icebreaker Katmai Bay. His boat was dead in the water Monday and had to be towed for repairs. Patterson says the ice is tough and so is the job.
It is. It's very noisy. You know, it makes things like sleeping during icebreaking evolution for the crew that's not on watch difficult, but it's what these vessels were designed to do, and they take that impact very well.
The cutters will be on the job in the St. Mary's River until the Sioux Locks close January 15th. Then they'll have to keep the Straits of Mackinac clear for the rest of the winter for boats to go between Lakes Erie, Huron, and Michigan. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.